We're recording an audio boo right now.
I got nibbled on by rats. I fought cockroach generals. I henshinned into a Kamen Rider. I drop kicked them and they exploded.
So we just left Epcot, and we're in Gog's car. It's a Gog Dog. Vangelis.
If you tweet this, will it say at Vangelis so that I see it on my Twitter feed too?
We'll try.
Awesome.
And we have D-Fuzz here and myself.
Nate.
The ever effervescent Seth.
If you know anyone who doesn't listen to Audio Booze, make sure you tell them to do so, because we're all copying Seth Buzzard now, and a whole bunch of us are doing them, so make it fashionable.
Yeah, so we just left Epcot. It was really hot and humid today, but we survived. Partially by going into every available gift shop and whatnot, because all that stuff had air conditioning in it.
For those of us who are acclimatized, which is me and me only, I was fine.
Yeah, oh no, I can relate to Seth, and I'm guessing Dan, in that this was a pretty intense climate change from the norm.
Well, not as bad for me, because it does get pretty humid in the Midwest, but this is definitely worse.
I'm from the upper West Coast, Seth's from the slightly lower West Coast. We like our dryness. This is the antithesis of dry.
Yeah, I handled it better than I thought I was. I thought I was going to be a huge baby and crying and whining all day.
I did too, I gotta admit. I thought, like, when at first I only saw Gog and Dan in the hotel, I was like, did Seth, like, just lock himself in the car with his hair up? Like, I'm not going out there!
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't rough. And I'm not saying it was comfortable, but, you know, made it. We survived, we handled it.
We had some beers, some wonderful beers, some wonderful pretzels.
We had some spaten.
Yeah. Some spaten.
And a really cute Canadian waitress.
Yes. All I gotta say is, I guess you're not from there, so you don't see.
Shit.
Did I take the wrong? At Le Cellier.
I spent $52 on dinner. I don't usually do that.
So, yeah, me either, but
we're not often together either.
Yeah, and thanks to Dan D-Fuzz, host of Game... I can't stop saying it now. host of Game Pass Unplugged. We all got a little bit of under the table, a bit of discount deal going on. By under the table, I mean a completely wholly legitimate card that he actually just happens to have. And that made it a lot easier to want to get $35 awesome steaks that have been rubbed down in coffee and hazelnut butter.
Yeah. And horseradish sauce.
It was expensive, but worth it. It was quality, good, expertly cooked.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It's the best steak I've had in years. So tender, just melted in my mouth.
And Gog's was cheaper than all of ours. He actually got the one yeah. that was under $30.
Well, I got my steak medium rare, so it was just very tender and nice, and they all got theirs burnt to a crisp.
Medium well.
That had a big difference.
Well.
They're over there.
Epcot Resort. There we go. Second rate.
So are we going to meet Empire and Crasis, winner of the poncho contest?
Yes.
Somehow they're supposed to fit into this car.
Yes.
I don't know how that's happening.
Yes.
It's going to be a party in the backseat.
Oh, man.
We're just going to a Walmart, so it's not that far.
Oh, we get to go to a Walmart. I'm so excited.
We're waiting for Drew. Drew was supposed to fly in. It's currently 9:35. He was supposed to be here at 11:30, and he just texted me saying that his flight was delayed. So it's going to be after midnight before we pick Drew up, maybe longer. Don't know. We're going to hang out in the meantime.
Yeah. The nice thing about this place we're staying at is that not only are the rooms... Well, actually, the rooms are kind of small. That was a disappointment. But they make up for it by providing 24-hour access to Titanic AC beautiful lobbies in two different buildings. There is no lack of places to chill out in this resort. You could say it's kind of like being at a resort. Because it is.
Oh, I see what you
mean. Yeah.
Oh, Empire's calling.
Oh, Empire's Hello? Calling, man.
tell him he's on an audio boo.
Are we still in the 5 minutes?
What?
Yeah, we're just over four.
Oh,
we're getting near the wire. Let's talk about something.
Oh, man. Okay. I got a Stein. My little plastic Stein.
Silent
from German land. I'm the only one who got Mex.
We're almost there. Like 5 minutes.
So I got like the pussy white beer. Because I don't like dark beer as much as I like white beer. Because I'm a whitey.
Yeah, the rest of us, we represented proper. And we don't even have German blood.
I was just like,
I do.
I was just like, Einstein, Mex, bitte.
I'm German.
And there were all like, was ist das Fraulein? And I was all like, ja.
Yeah, that's about it.
End of my story.
No, but in the a little while ago, you were threatening that if housekeeping touched the air conditioner control on your room at BotCon, you were going to have to commit acts of violence.
I will kill anybody who touches the air conditioning anywhere in this convention.
So far.